Dave Allen from the Alberta Pond Hockey Championships that are coming in March. How much are you looking, first of all, I guess, how much are you looking forward to the tournament in early March?
Oh, no, it's going to be great. I mean, this is our 12th event. They're always a lot of fun. We get players and fans coming from all over the country and sometimes even international we've had the last couple of years. It's always a lot of fun, and everybody that comes out usually really enjoys the event.
That was actually my next question as to how popular this has been in the 12 years that you've done this, or the 12 years that this event has been put on.
Oh yeah, it's for sure it's a premier winter event. For people to come out and see it for the first time, they're always really surprised about how much effort and volunteer work goes into an event like this. And they get out there and see all the rinks and the big tents set up and all the services that are offered out there, and they realize that it's something special.
The something special that you bring up, I feel that it's a little bit of old-time Canadiana, I guess, as it were. How much of a flavor does that tournament bring into perspective with that?
Oh, no, for sure. Growing up as kids, I know myself, we played a lot of hockey out on the ponds, dugouts, you know, frozen lakes, anywhere there was some water, frozen water in the wintertime that we could play on. We'd take our shovels with us and shovel off a space, and or our dads would go out and help us with it. I mean, it was just something that growing up, every young Canadian kid probably had an opportunity.
The camaraderie that's brought forward between players, volunteers, organizers, and everything, I guess, sort of in between. How much camaraderie and how good is it with an event like this?
Yeah, it's very strong. We have lots of volunteers that repeatedly come back year after year, especially on our ice crew and our snow maintenance, snow removal, all the preparation that goes into it. And then during the event, a lot of the same individuals are coming back, and they spend lots of hours and they really enjoy it, and we have lots of good laughs and really enjoy the event and watch the people that come out, the players and the fans, and how much their reaction to it and how much fun they're having.
You got lots of teams signed up for 2020, but there's always room for more teams, volunteers, organizers, or just anybody who associated with the event, is there not?
Absolutely. I mean, we're certainly not full yet for teams on the adult side or the junior side. So teams should be getting their sign up right away done through the website or calling in. And I think the deadline is coming up fairly soon here, February 24th. And the volunteers too. We're still looking for volunteers. We've got some that have already registered, and we've got them lined up for stuff to do, but we can always use more. So again, they can do that on the website or get a hold of us.
Everybody ready to face off, as it were?
I think so. I mean, things are going really good this year. The sponsors are really good. Our sponsors treat us very well, the municipalities and the businesses that get involved with this event. We're very appreciative for everything that they do for us, not only cash donations, but gift in kind. And without those, we wouldn't be able to run this event.
Dave, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.